And welcome back. Again, the phone number, 646-478-5814. And that's to get ask any question. Or do you have any comments on some of the things that I've been talking about? I know I get to do some of these are quite controversial, and sometimes it might offend somebody, but the studies that I quote from are very reputable medical journals. So, and they're usually done by researchers at some of the top universities. So, anyway, if you have comments, questions, or want to get into any kind of dialogue, don't hesitate to call 646-478-5814. How are we doing, Adon?
We do have a couple questions. We have one from YouTube.
Okay.
This one is from Ariel, and Ariel is asking, can you please talk about Bell's palsy and recommended supplements? Thank you. I'm taking alpha-lipoic acid, 200 milligrams, twice a day, and B12.
Okay. I think I did cover Bell's palsy last week, but it's a condition usually in the face where all of a sudden you'll see you'll wake up one morning and half your face is drooping. You know, you can't raise one eyebrow, or you can't smile, only half a smile occurs. And so those nerves on one side of your face is affected. Now, it could take normally 5, 6, 8 months, even up to a year for those nerves to come back. But when you take our program, and one of the best things that you can possibly do is called oxygen therapy, or EWOT, exercise with oxygen therapy. And one of the things you would do is 3 times a week, you would breathe a very high volume of pure oxygen, and you would then do that for 15 minutes. And you should notice within 1 week that the tingling and numbing in your face. Then what we do is we have you do certain exercises where you're doing in front of a mirror. One of the exercises is called Tiny Face Silent Scream. So can you imagine that? A tiny face where you scrunch up your face tiny, 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 and then silent scream, where you, you know, open wide as if you're screaming. You open your jaw, your mouth, your eyes, and they do that. And you know where that came from? It came from Ringo Starr of the Beatles, and he was in a movie with Peter Sellers, and it was called The Magic Christian. Now, if you've never seen that movie, that is a movie worth seeing. And I forgot when that came out, but it was either in the 60s or 70s. You can look that up for me. And it's called The Magic Christian with Peter Sellers. It is definitely one of the...
1969.
The late 60s.
And I wanted to mention that we have the updated Bell's Palsy last week's show on naturalsolutionsradio.com if you want to go and listen to it again.
Good, good. So the supplements that I would take is vitamin D, B complex, and again, instead of a bunch of bottles, I would have you take Prime Longevity, because one of the things that affects nerves is the lipoic acid and the resveratrol and astaxanthin and all of the nutrients that you can't eat, lipoic acid, really important nutrients. So they're all in CQ10 at high doses. So instead of giving you a CQ10, a lipoic acid, and resveratrol separately, they're all in Prime. It's also got 300 milligrams of pomegranate extract. So very high grade, you'll get the B vitamins. And if you do that, and then I would add extra vitamin D, about 10,000 natural units I use of vitamin D3. And I'd probably take 5,000 units twice a day, and I would add that. And I usually now have been adding vitamin K to that. So vitamin K2 specifically, because that helps with sending the minerals back into the bones. So a very, very strong program. And you can usually get rid of that Bell's palsy within 1 to 3 months instead of almost a year. And it really sometimes miracles, and especially when you do those exercises, tiny face and silent scream. And again, that was in the Magic Christian with Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr. Great movie if you ever can see it. And if you've seen it and you want to make a comment, go ahead and call, because I think it's one of the greatest movies of all time. And it really was a kind of satirical movie about money and what you can do with money. But anyway, he was reading this book on silent scream and a tiny face while he was sitting in his Bentley or Rolls Royce. And his new father, Peter Sellers, was going to teach him a lesson about this cop that was writing him a ticket. So I won't give the spoil it for you, but great movie. So anyway, just to continue with that, what you can do, there was another major study from the Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan, and they analyzed data from randomized controlled trials that had compared people who took vitamin D supplements that were those who only took a placebo for 3 years. And they found that taking vitamin D can prolong life in people who develop cancer, according to a recent analysis of clinical trials. And this is another pretty big trial, because they analyzed over 10 different trials that they followed for over 4 years, with a total of over 80,000 participants. And their average age was between 68 and 78, and they were both, most of them were female and some males. But they found a significant link between the use of vitamin D supplements and a lower risk of death to cancer over the follow-up period. And the analysis showed that the people who took the vitamin D supplement had at least 13% lower risk of dying from cancers than those who took the placebo. So no question about it, the findings were presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology in Chicago, and that was just this past June 2019. So again, the American Society of Clinical Oncology. And so vitamin D is becoming more and more a vitamin that they think is one of the most important vitamins you can take. And actually, they've done enough blood studies now to say that if you can get your vitamin D level up to at least 70 to 75 in a blood test, you will cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%. Now, that's a huge number, an absolutely huge number. So it's something that you really want to look at, because It's something. Yes.
You know, I had a question because there's a lot of there are a lot of questions that pretty much vitamin D2 is separate, different from vitamin D3. So there is a difference. The sunshine vitamin is known as vitamin D, and there's a lot of confusion around those two. So if you can.
Right, vitamin D2 is a vitamin that doctors prescribe as a prescription. It's not the active form. It's more of a synthetic form, and the body uses the active form of vitamin D called vitamin D3. So there is a difference. The vitamin D2 is usually given out at about 50,000 units once a week, where we use the active form of vitamin D, and you can take anywhere from 5 to 10. Yeah, even more if your vitamin D is low, and that's the vitamin D3. So you can take 5, 10, 20, 25,000 units, even 50,000 units for, you know, 4 or 5 days in a row.
One of the questions was that I got at work was, you know, can I go out into the sun and absorb, because vitamin D will form mm-hmm. the body when you're in the sun. But is it the same as taking the vitamin D3? That was the question.
In this case, actually, I think taking the vitamin is going to be better than being in the sun. Because what they don't tell you about being in the sun is when you the sun reacts on your skin, the ultraviolet light goes through your skin, reacts with cholesterol to produce vitamin D3. And what happens is you sweat. And if you notice, most animals groom themselves. They're licking themselves constantly, licking their fur. And then so they're re-getting in that sweat, or animals don't sweat, they usually sweat through their tongue. But they get the vitamin D from licking their fur. And humans have that vitamin D in their sweat. Now the problem is it can take up to 3 days to reabsorb that sweat content, and basically to reabsorb that. The problem is everybody's taking a shower and washing that off. So if you want to stink, and just leave the sweat on so it reabsorbs back into into your skin, that's one thing. Most people would rather not stink as much. And we suggest taking a shower, and this is the time taking the vitamin is more socially acceptable. Okay. It's also very similar that when you take omega-3 fatty acids by taking fish oil, that fish oil can actually be healthier than eating the fish, because fish now have become highly contaminated, and we know that the contamination comes from the sea, and these fish eat other fish that are contaminated. And the bigger the fish, the more the contamination. That's why when I talk about eating non-genetically modified salmon, and also I would eat the salmon again, Atlantic salmon, more than West Coast salmon, and sardines. But if you eat those fish, that's one thing. Otherwise, taking a pill form of fish oil, that's going to be the way to go. And those big giant pills are about 1,000 milligrams. And what you want to look at is, out of that 1,000 milligrams, what's the concentration of oh my gosh, we're almost out of time, and yet I'm not hearing the lady.
We're going to be running we're running already 15 on time, but Blog Talk is showing, we have 5 minutes left, but Blog Talk is showing like 9.
Yeah, we had to restart Blog Talk, so we have a couple extra minutes there.
Okay, because mine's showing 11:59.
Yeah, the time is showing, but we still have 9 minutes on the Blog Talk since we had to restart it. So you can continue.
Yeah, if you want to keep going those nine, we can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll wait on the disclaimer. Another article that was really interesting, and it's one of my all-time favorite foods. I mean, if I had a choice of eating almost anything, this food, an avocado, would be my first choice. I love avocado.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, most 95% of everybody I know loves avocado. And then there's this small percentage that go, oh, no, I can't eat avocado. They don't like the texture or something. And to me, it's like butter. It's like ambrosia. Mm. And it's so, so healthy. Well, anyway, here's an article that came out. And this also came out this year, June 2019. And it's talking about avocado being a superfood. But it's also talking about that it's a food that will target leukemia cancer cells. So anyway, a lot of people don't realize that avocados are not vegetables. They're technically a fruit. Specifically, they're a single seed berry, and they come on a tree, and they're not vegetables. But anyway, they have a wide array of nutrients and that avocados can offer. They contain an anti-cancer compound that is beyond preventive with certain cancers. It's much beyond. It's actually a very strong anti-cancer, and it's called avocatin B, and it has been extracted to undergo trials for targeting cancer stem cells. And they've also found other benefits to avocado that make it a superfood. But they did a study at the University of Waterloo in Waterloo, Ontario, and Canada isolated this special fat called avocatin B from the avocado and discovered that it's effective against leukemia cells that can be a killer, acute myeloid leukemia, or AML. So it's also acute myelogenous leukemia, acute granulocyte leukemia, and acute non-lymphocytic leukemia. But it's a form of blood cancer, which is most common in older people. And about a 90% diagnosed die within 5 years. But anyway, they discovered that people that eat avocados regularly actually did better with the avocado than those that did not take the avocado. And it said, though, that a lot of doctors dismiss the whole idea of avocado eliminating cancer cells. And it says one major reason for conventional oncology dismissal record of cancers reoccurring after claimed remission is due to cancer stem cells left intact while damaging and destroying normal cells. So they're saying it's just kind of coincidence. But anyway, they found that this avocado in the study actually targeted the mitochondria in human cells and actually improved the functioning of the mitochondria. And this was actually published in mid-2015. So the Canadian team have now recognized that avocados, they have regenerative properties. And so they want to do more studies on the avocado. They want to pursue more animal and human trials. And they're going to synthesize this avocatin instead of the whole avocado. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if they extract it, it'll become a drug. But what I'm saying, eat avocados. No question about it. Okay, Don, yes.
Real quick, we only have 3 minutes, but you have three questions. Let's see if we can get some real fast.
Okay.
One of them was Muzak from YouTube. They were asking if that includes canned sardines as well. I guess you were talking about
yes. that. Yes.
So I have to be careful with those. The next question was...
And the canned sardines become... They come in mustard, tomato sauce, hot sauce.
Those are
all
okay.
of those are good.
Okay, canned. Cool. Another one was, is GERD reversible with diet over time? And the other one question was, is there a side effect of taking too much magnesium? How much magnesium can a person take?
Yeah, well, the magnesium, too much magnesium, the first major symptom is diarrhea. So what you do, that's pretty easy to tell. Mostly magnesium oxide, but there's other forms. I don't use magnesium oxide. And you can take, there's some therapy... studies that show that you want to do about up to 1,000 milligrams a day of magnesium. Now, that's a little high, so you may get that loose bowels effect. But anyway, it's something that you can look at, and it will really make a difference. So, you know, GERD... also, what helps GERD is drinking water properly. And I've always talked about a glass of water an hour before each meal, during each meal that's room temperature, with a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and then 2 hours after each meal. So those are going to become really a difference in whether you get GERD or acid reflux. So another thing is ginger tea. Ginger is very good for that. Slippery elm is an herb. Marshmallow root is an herb for that. And taking food enzymes. Anytime you have a digestive issue, I would get food enzymes by
90 seconds.
My Nature Sunshine or Proactazyme or something like that. Anyway, there was my 90-second message, so my disclaimer. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized
60 seconds.
By standard allopathic medicine, and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, again from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. And my professorship was granted by Anton Jayaswari at the Open International University in Sri Lanka. And today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally.
10 seconds.
We only have 10 seconds left, so I want to say thank you for joining us. And we'll be back next week with another show. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.